Hi, everybody. This is Ultra with Bitcoin Talk Radio, and we're on with Dylan Sharkey with a new ICO, and we're going to talk a little bit about it today. I'm going to let Dylan introduce himself and explain what's going on.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me on the show, Ultra. I've been a bit of a listener and a bit of a fan. And so as you mentioned, my name's Dylan. I'm a senior advisor at Iyungo Network, and I also sit on the board there. Just to give you a bit of a background about my personal background first, I actually worked in big tech for many years before I joined the team. So I was actually working at LinkedIn. I started there before their IPO in 2011. I was promoted through various different roles. It was a very exciting and fast growing time, as you can imagine. And then most recently, I relocated with LinkedIn to Dubai to open their office out there. So we grew that from 3 people back in 2012 up to over 100 people today. And most recently, I headed up LinkedIn's sales solutions business for the Middle East region. So I guess you could say I've kind of done it all at big companies like LinkedIn, done it all in tech. And I was really looking around for more of a startup environment. When I joined LinkedIn, it was like a super fast growing, cutting edge startup. It started to feel like a big company after the Microsoft acquisition. So that's really when I started getting into Bitcoin, getting more deeper into crypto, and really looking around for other opportunities. And that's when I got in contact with Andres, the CTO of Iyungo, and the rest, as they say, is history.
So as someone with your experience and position at LinkedIn, the world was really your oyster. Could you tell me a little bit about why you chose Iyungo?
Yeah, that's a good question. So as I mentioned, I was looking to move more into something in a startup field, also getting deeply into crypto since about 2013. I had been investing in Bitcoin. About 2 years ago, I got more into the other cryptocurrencies. The issue was I was looking around doing my due diligence, exploring the landscape, and I realized that it was a bit of a minefield out there, exploring different projects to join and so on. And I figured out three problems I had with most of the other ICO projects. The first thing was that a lot of them had no real need for decentralization or a token. It was just hacked on so they could raise money. And then the other issues were the idea just wasn't that well thought through, or the idea was great, but based on my experience, the team couldn't execute on it. So when I researched Iyungo and I had several in-depth discussions with the team, I knew right away that this was a genuine, perfect project, perfect fit for a token-based economy. There was a real solid business idea here. People like Vaughn in the UK and internationally, and even Facebook through its internet.org subsidiary have attempted to go after this distributed Wi-Fi, but they all failed because of their centralized approach. So I'll come more onto that later. And then the other big thing was the team. So solid track record. They've brought several technology, Internet of Things businesses to the market. They also had a language learning site, a platform for that. So these guys have been successful. I think they were just the right people to go after this and execute on this business with.
Wow, it sounds like you've obviously chosen the right team for the right project. Can you tell me a little bit more about the Iyungo Network and what makes you the best out there?
Sure. So at Iyungo, we believe that universal, affordable internet access is a basic human right. But unfortunately, this isn't currently the case. So you've got mobile operators charging very high roaming charges, and internet and Wi-Fi in general, especially if you're connecting on a Wi-Fi hotspot, you're not at home, it can be unreliable, it's not secure, and you can waste a lot of time trying to get connected. And that's just in the developed world, okay? That's just, in the US where you are, in Europe, in the Middle East where I am. But if we go into the developing world, if we look at places like Africa, South Asia, parts of Latin America, there are actually 4 billion people in the world that don't even have any internet access whatsoever. The United Nations agrees with us that this is simply unacceptable in 2017, because every 10% increase in broadband internet speed is correlated with a 1.5 increase in GDP. So basically, within these countries, having better internet is actually improving people's access to healthcare, education, jobs, and government services. And of course, that all helps their economy and it helps their society. They're being denied the basic kind of societal and economic opportunities that we take for granted. So the way we are going after this is we are creating a global mesh network built up of Wi-Fi, mobile hotspots all around the world, and it's completely decentralized. So this means anyone in the world, whether this is a restaurant owner in Chicago, a shopkeeper in an Indian village, a city center in Europe, or even an individual with a smartphone at a West African truck stop, any of these guys can begin earning money, earning revenue through our platform by providing internet access to their friends, neighbors, and community. For the users, this brings really super fast, cheap, secure internet to places where there was either no internet before or where it's difficult or expensive to connect. You know, like when you go on vacation and land in a strange country. As mentioned, private companies like Fon, who I mentioned, even Facebook, they fail to do this in the Western world and in the developing world because with a centralized solution, you simply don't have the incentive structure correct, so it can't grow organically. With Yungo, ordinarily people like you and me are going to be able to be incentivized to create as many hotspots as possible and maintain them to earn tokens within this network. And then as the value of the network grows, the value of the tokens grow, and the greater the incentives to expand the global reach of the Yungo network are, because more and more people will be incentivized, they'll be earning money by providing internet to their neighbors and to their community. So yeah, sorry if I went on there a little bit, but that's kind of a high level vision of what we want to achieve with this project.
Wow, Dalen, that was really impressive. I'm impressed by your clarity and vision by your team and the ability to execute on it. And I'm sure our listeners are going to be excited to participate in your project. Where are you in this roadmap?
Yeah, another good question. So again, we're different from 99% of the other ICO projects out there because we already had a fully working MVP before we even had our pre-sale. So just this month, we closed our pre-ICO campaign. It was a super exciting and busy period. We actually sold all 1.3 million Yungo tokens that we had listed. We immediately then reinvested the funds from this sale into finalizing the software and the hardware MVP, and then refining our backend software and the token technology, as well as growing the team, hiring new people to bring them in to serve our community better. In terms of the roadmap going forward, progress is going extremely well. So we're able to stick to our original plan to start the ICO on the 7th of December. So it's going to run from the 7th of December until the 15th of February. And we're going to have very attractive bonuses at the start of this period. So I would definitely advise your listeners to come and visit our website at the Yungo Network to register and also to join our Telegram channel. In advance of the ICO, we have several large investors lined up who are going to come in at the very start with us. They're going to partner with us for the launch. But we've structured the ICO in such a way that even smaller investors can get their tokens because we want as wide and a diverse spread of token holders as possible. It's really important for us that we get these tokens distributed wide in the network so people are actually able to use it. We've got liquidity. People are able to pay for these internet and premium services and also able to start earning money on the platform. And then after the ICO, the next step in the roadmap would be we expect to hit the exchanges in late February. So this will provide liquidity for our early investors, and it will also spread the availability of people to buy Yungo tokens to use our network further. On the product side, we're aggressively distributing the hardware and software globally, as well as executing and announcing some larger vendor and commercial partnerships. The alpha release, which is the full hotspot ecosystem, will be in June 2018. And the beta released will be more advanced wallet and billing software. And also the third layer applications for third parties will be built on top of that by December 18. Details will be available on our website and our GitHub. But yeah, so that's really where we are in terms of the roadmap.
So the release for Yungo tokens, that starts on December 7th?
Yeah.
And what's the website that they would visit right now if they wanted to learn some more about this?
It's Yungo, I-U-N-G-O, dot network. That's it, Yungo dot network. They go there, they'll be able to find all the information. From there, they can link through to our Medium, where we communicate a lot of blog posts, also to our Telegram. And then we've got a pretty active Bitcoin Talk thread where we've got our announcements, we've got our bounties, and we've actually got an airdrop ongoing at the moment, which is super attractive as well. The purpose of our airdrop, it's not just to give people free tokens that they're going to flip on and sell. It's to get more tokens in the hands of more people around the world, not just crypto rich people, but poorer people in India, in Africa, in Latin America. We want these people to have tokens so they can begin using the Yungo network in their communities and really start spreading the word, start evangelizing it. But yeah, so the website, the key website would be Yungo, I-U-N-G-O, dot network, just that, and all the information will be there.
Well, Dylan, I'll be keeping an eye on the Ayungo token project and the network and the Wi-Fi. I would like to go into that if you got a couple minutes to talk about how that really works, because it sounds amazing. And, you know, I'm into technology, so I'm sure a lot of our guests and listeners love technology, so they'd love to hear about this if you got a couple seconds to explain it.
Absolutely. It's evening time here in Ireland, so I've got as much time as you want, Ultra. Sure. So, yeah, let's go into it.
Basically, I saw something that said that you can upload your router's firmware. Is that how you do this? You actually allow people to upload, install firmware on their own device, and that would allow them to connect to your platform and earn generating tokens?
Exactly. So there's two ways to go about it. The first way you've just mentioned, I guess it would be probably a little bit more tech savvy, a little bit more sophisticated investors. They can literally just download our software. They can then flash that software onto their router, and they can actually begin providing access to the Yungo network from their existing hotspot. So all the information of that will be available from our website and from our GitHub. The other option, right, is the plan B. So this might be more suitable for families or people who are not so into technology, and also larger businesses, larger companies who don't want to really get their hands dirty with code. We're actually producing, we've partnered with a large manufacturer in Asia, or we're actually producing pre-programmed hardware routers that then we can ship out at a very, very minimal price, just literally to cover the cost of shipping. We'll give these away and lose money on them to get these into the hands of more people so they can actually provide internet from these pre-programmed routers. So we're already setting up some of these in London, in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania, where the development team is based. And I'm going to be setting these up through partnership with a local cafe here in Dubai. And so that's really it. Two options, a software option, if you're a little bit more sophisticated, and then we will send to you the hardware option if you just want to plug and play.
Sounds like you got it all set up. Wow, I'm impressed. I'm really impressed, Dylan. Okay, so everybody has to check out Ayungo Network. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that one of the reasons, even before I got involved, these guys had working Yungo hotspots in their hometown. You can actually log into the platform and actually see it working. The users can go in there and test the minimal viable product. So that was really super amazing for me that this team actually had working prototypes, working products in the capital city of Lithuania in Europe. So I think that was one of the key differentiators for me. So yeah, it's the technology side is sorted out. So we're really looking forward now just to have a massive ICO and for things to really go to the moon.
So with all these ICOs promising everything, at least Ayungo has a working product. It's already active. Is it active currently? The product?
It is active. So the link I mentioned, our website, which is simply yungo.network, nothing else. They can go there and they can actually click on MVP and they can see our minimal viable product in action. And moreover, they can also get the instructions to download the software and actually switch on, convert their own router wherever they are in the world into another node on the Yungo network. So, I mean, this is exciting. I'm actually getting excited again talking to you about this, Ultra.
I'm impressed. This is one of the top ICOs right now that I would be so excited to jump into just because of what it's going to offer, the anonymous Wi-Fi plus get paid for it. You know, that's just amazing, and that's what we want. We want that type of community pulling together, helping the community, you know, all keep protected instead of the other corporate sides that are taking over, you know?
Absolutely, man. It's really the large corporations are really controlling it. Governments, large corporations, large telecom service providers. So we really want to put the power back into the hands of the common people, people like you, people like me. And actually, I'm just thinking about it now, but we would love to send you to the Bitcoin Talk Radio office, a Wi-Fi router pre-programmed, all ready to go, so you guys could start broadcasting in the US and actually start earning the revenue, getting the tokens going, and really being part of our network from day one.
Wow, I appreciate it. You could send us one. That'll be awesome.
Awesome. We'll do that.
Cool. I'm excited. Dylan, do you have anything else you'd like to share? We got a couple more minutes.
That's really it. I just want to get everybody, as many people as possible, come to our website, come to our Medium, come to our Telegram, get all the info about the ICO starting on the 7th of December. We have got bonuses for early investors, which will be pretty attractive. As you can tell, this is one of the better projects out there right now. So this one really is going to be hot as soon as it hits the exchanges. So we would love your listeners to get in early, to get those bonuses, and to be part of the Iyungo Nation.
Be part of the Iyungo Nation. That's what everybody needs to do right here. Jump on the iyungo.network and sign up and get in. Is there a whitelist, a whitelist to do that?
There is. There's a, once they go to the site, they'll be able to pre-register. And as I mentioned, there's also an airdrop, which they should pre-register for as well. We just want to get those tokens into the hands of people, whether they're able to pay, whether they can afford to pay or not. We really just want to make this product for the people. So yeah, spread the word.
Well, I'm going there right now. See how easy maybe that is, everybody?
Maybe we can put the links up on your up on the Bitcoin Talk Radio site as well. I don't know, just to help all those people who want to get involved, get the free software, and get the heavily discounted Wi-Fi router posted to them.
I'm sure we can easily include a banner for you guys.
Cool. Awesome. That would be...
happy to help you. No problem, bro. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Dylan.
The pleasure was all mine, Ultra. Thank you so much.
This was a Bitcoin Talk Radio Ultra production. Always buy in the dip.